Hello everyone, welcome to another exciting episode of Paddle Smash Academy. We're here at Ultra Club and at the PPL event. And today with us we have Louis Harris.
Good extension. Let's see what Harris does here. Bahada, that was brilliant. Executed to perfection.
Well, welcome to the channel. Tell us a little bit where you're from, you know, how long you've been playing paddle and all those things.
Yeah, sure. So I'm originally from Wales, Cardiff. Lived there until I was about 11, 12 years old. Then moved to Spain. That's where I found paddle a little bit later on. In Marbella, lived in front of a paddle club, obviously didn't know what it was. My father started to play, used to watch. Eventually had a little go and kind of fell in love with it from there and slowly played a little bit more. Yeah.
So now, is that the first racket sport you played, or did you play something else prior to
I played a little bit of tennis very young, nothing crazy, not at a great level or anything, just a little bit when I was younger. But my main sport's always been rugby. From Wales, that's our main sport. So that was my favorite, and I played that until I was about 15 years old. And then that's when I stopped and kind of focused more on paddle.
At what point did you say, hey, I want to do this professionally?
Well, I only turned pro the beginning of last year, so start of 2023. Obviously, I was playing for a while before that, but still doing rugby. I was working, my personal trainer, so I was in the gym a lot. And it was only, let's say, 2022 where I started to take it a bit more serious. I went to Madrid for a couple of months just to get some training, played an odd professional tournament, like a FIP. Got a bit of a taste for it, and then that's where things started growing in the UK, and it kind of became more of a reality and a possibility to turn pro. Until then, it was more a hobby. And then, yeah, I just thought, you know what, I'm still young, I'm only 21, so let's go for it. And yeah, decided to turn pro at the start of last year.
How did the PPL happen? Who contacted you? How did that happen there?
Well, I applied for the first year that it happened as well.
Okay.
You know, as soon as it happened, it looked like a really cool event, something I wanted to be part of. So I applied for the first year, didn't get picked the first year. So for the second year, I was like, well, try again, let's see what happens. Obviously, I knew it was going to be a bit bigger, so it was probably a little bit harder to get in, so expectations weren't too high, but once I got picked by Stingers, I was super chuffed.
Well,
so,
go, baby.
Yeah, you're probably so excited,
and,
right?
And how does it play? How does it feel, you know, playing with the Lampertis and the superstars of paddle in that team?
It's crazy. It's surreal. I mean, look, I'm sweating because we just finished training now. So just playing a few sets against them, you know, him and Maxi, obviously they're two legends of the sport. So for me, it's an honor to train with them and be part and just learn, just being around them in tournaments, watching them play, what they do before the matches, how they talk. Yeah, it's just an honor to be part of.
So have you been here in the US before, especially Miami?
It's my first time for both. First time. Never been to the States, never been to Miami.
So what do you think? You see tons of things on TV and stuff like that. What do you think
about
Miami?
You know what? It's just like the movies, to be honest. It's exactly like the movies. It's like, I feel like you watch films, you're like, oh yeah, it's cool. But it's literally exactly what it looks like.
So what do you think about the PPL, the format, and obviously the level?
I mean, the level's incredibly high this year. You know, like I said, I was watching a little bit of the first year. It was good level, but I think this is just crazy, right? And you know how many top players there are in each team is unbelievable.
Let me ask one thing. What do you think about Ultra Club?
Massive to start. Yeah. Is massive, but really nice club. Really, really nice club.
Have you gone to any other clubs here in Miami? Because there's
We've
a lot of clubs.
A couple. We went to Wynwood.
Wynwood, okay.
Which I heard was like one of the first clubs in Miami. Yeah, that was nice. That was pretty cool. I think that was it. We've driven past a few clubs in the area where the hotel is. There's a few. I think Paddle X is the new one.
Yeah.
Just haven't been in there, but went there. We had a quick look at Reserve Paddle. We went there the other day.
Yep.
We couldn't play. It rained. That was the day that it rained the night before. So
which one? The one on Watson Island or the one in Design District, you know?
Oh, I'm not too sure. I wouldn't be able to tell.
Did you have to cross that bridge?
It was right by the water.
The Watson. Yeah.
So tell us, who's in the Stingrays team, so for our viewers and listeners to know?
Yeah, so it's myself, you got Miguel who just walked in, you got Maxi, you got Jacobo Blanco, and then the girls, you got Lucia, Marta, Britt. We've also got a couple of players that aren't here, I think Matty. So yeah, we got a good team. Yeah.
That's fantastic. And so where do you train in Madrid? So you said you're Marbella.
Yeah.
But you train there, you're part of a club there, or?
Currently I'm in Alicante. So I've always lived in Marbella.
Okay.
But since last June, I moved to Alicante. that's essentially like the UK base for international training, let's say, so the UK players. But yeah, so living there and training in the Jordi Muñoz.
It seems a lot of players, they train and they live in Alicante. Why is Alicante such a big paddle place?
For me personally, I think the lifestyle's lovely. Yeah. It's just really easy. It's not too big, so clubs are close. You've got everything around you. You know, you're near the beach. It's good weather as well. It doesn't rain much. It's warm pretty much throughout the year. So I think in terms of lifestyle, it makes everything so easy. And there's just so many players that are from there.
And do you have a coach?
Yeah, Jordi Muñoz.
Okay.
Yes, we train at his academy.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. So what's next after the PPL for you?
Yeah. Well, after these 2 weeks, I'll be straight back there to training. And then I've got a few tournaments. Got like a UK tournament upcoming. And then it'll be a big focus on FIP events.
So how is the level in UK?
It's growing. It's growing. It's pretty decent. A lot of the players are, you know, are still kind of tennis players or ex-tennis players. And a lot of us live abroad. So a lot of the national team players live abroad right now or used to. But now they're slowly starting to get more players that, you know, completely British or that haven't played tennis. It's just purely growing. So, yeah, it's getting there.
So is it growing there in Great Britain?
Absolutely. Over the last kind of 2-3 years, especially this year, last year, it's growing massively. Doubled per year.
Do you know how many clubs they have and what area is it really growing the most?
In London is where it's mostly concentrated. Okay. That's where the kind of hub for paddle is. But it's slowly kind of going up further north, further south, different places. But yeah, I'm not sure how many clubs exactly. But I do know, I think we're around some like 400 courts or plus. It doubled within 2 years.
That's great. So, and how about in Wales?
In Wales, it's a little bit slower. I think we have 2 clubs at the moment that I'm aware of. We just opened a new one in Swansea, which is great. And I think we've got one more elsewhere. But yeah, we need to try and get a few more courts there, a few more clubs, so I can you know, hopefully get a tournament sorted out there.
So from your playing point of view, so what would you say is your trademark shot?
Definitely the smash, I think.
The smash?
Yeah, definitely the smash. Yeah, definitely the smash.
I can see coming from rugby and your strength. Yeah,
I got the power. That's the power. There's probably not much else, but we got some power, yeah.
What would you say is your weakest that you need to work on?
Probably anything kind of lower. Let's say any like low balls, things like that. The opposite.
Chiquitas
of,
and stuff like that, yeah.
And defense.
Exactly, yeah. I think that's the most common weakness of anyone's strength is power at the net. Then you usually tend to suffer a little bit more at the back.
So who's your favorite player? Who do you watch and say, oh, and got you motivated, inspired to play paddle?
It is tough. There's so many good players. I think it's hard to say one. Obviously, everyone's got kind of their own style, right? The different
the
style.
The first one. Yeah. You know, there's always one, the first
one,
right?
Yeah, but do you know what? If I'm honest, yeah, not just a basic answer because he's known as the best, but I think Bella, the thing I like the most is I think he's been the most consistent in terms of attitude, mentality. Yeah. He's not really up and down. I think, yeah, his kind of mindset is probably what I like the most.
What are your targets for 2024 and beyond? I mean, are you trying to be a top 100, top 50? What are your goals?
Yeah, well, at the moment, in terms of where my ranking is, I'm not trying to get that high within 1 year. You know, the level's high. It's not that easy to get that many points in within a year. So my goal is to try and be somewhere between within the top 200 players for this year. And then obviously the following year then to increase. But I think with how many players there are and the levels increasing, that's my goal for this year.
So what is it going to take for San Diego to win next week's tournament?
We're going to do it. We're just going to do it. We're going to get it done. You know, we had some tough matches this week, very close ones in super tie breaks. Mainly the boys playing, Maxi and Miguel. You know, they're doing a great effort, especially Maxi, you know, with them being both backhand players. He's been playing on the forehand.
That's right.
So they've been doing really well to compete against these guys, you know, especially him on the opposite side. You know, like I said, they're playing against some of the best in the world, you know, Tapia, John Sands, all these players, it's crazy. So, you know, they're competing against everybody. We've had a few ones where it just quite hasn't fallen for us. But, you know, we're feeling good. They're playing well. So I think this week we've got a great chance.
Tell us about it. You have any sponsors or anyone that supports your paddle journey?
I do. I'm fortunate to have a few sponsors. So in terms of material, racket is with Knox. It's going to be a year soon. So last April I started with them, which is fantastic. Really, really good stuff and great support they've been giving me. We've also got Paddle IQ, which is a sponsor again, is coming up to around a year. A platform booking system, really, really good. And obviously the LTA, which is the Federation, the UK Federation, they've been helping us, you know, in terms of sorting out the trainings in Alicante and travel. So they're doing well.
Trick question. What Knox paddles do you use?
The 80 attack. the attack, 18K.
Oh, that's yeah. good.
What do you call Leos,
that's
right?
That's Leos.
Augsburg, right?
Augsburger, right? Yeah. Or not?
I think, well, he was playing with that. I think he now has his own racket, actually.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure whether that's come out yet. I don't know whether you can get it, but he's got his own, but he was using that one.
That's beautiful, man.
How important are these sponsors? They really help you out traveling? And
absolutely, absolutely. Especially, I think, for the up-and-coming players, you know, to be able to afford the training and the travel and, you know, just to be able to only focus on training and giving your all, yeah, it means a lot.
Well, Louis, thank you so much for being part of the podcast, and we wish you all the luck in the world, man.
We are All Things Paddle.